Kia ora, welcome to another episode of Music, Movies and Madness, the podcast that somebody told me today when they listened to us for the first time, said that it sounds like a bunch of dads, but in a good way. And I thought that, you know what? That's pretty cool. I'll take that as credit from a Gen, whatever they call them, Gen Zs. Yeah, so they were like, yeah, it sounds good, but in a good dad way. Nice. So,
bunch
yeah.
Of dads.
Yeah, right. But in a good way. So in I'm pretty way. Stoked about that, absolutely. Thought that was a great intro.
Yeah.
So people are, despite what Ian says, people are listening out there. They are listening. They're taking notice of what we've got to say. So pretty cool, eh? Anyway, kia ora, David. Welcome.
Evening. How are you?
And yeah, good, thanks. Good, good. And let's say evening to the others.
Evening.
Oh, wait.
Guys.
It's not. Oh, where are they? Oh. What? Where are they? Well, I think we probably need to play a little bit of this. So let's have a little bit of this. See how this rolls out. Oh yeah, yeah. Mm.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through.
Mm.
To make those rainbows in my mind when I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
Sky, just the two of us, you and I.
Woo! Okay, Grover Washington Jr. and Bill Withers just giving us a little bit of an intro there. Yeah, it's just the two of us tonight. It's David and myself. And it will be for a little while. Not to say that our compatriots won't be coming back, because they will. It's just that they've got some other things on in their lives at the moment, and more important things than us, which is more than fair. And they'll be just taking a break for a bit, and we'll give you some updates about what they're up to as well over the time. So David and I are going to have a crack at running this, just two of us.
You've made it really, really tough playing that song. I don't know what to think. What sort of show is this?
That was brilliant, I thought. It just came to me just then. I'm like, what's a great song, the two of us? And that was just that was just the brilliantness.
Yeah, it is a good song. It is a good track. Yeah.
So, yeah, we thought tonight, while we're in a little bit of a sort of regroup phase in some ways, that we would just talk about songs that you need a bit of a break, or they reflect having a break. They may be songs that actually talk about having a break and getting away from it all, or likewise, that it'll be just the essence or the vibe of it. I think that's probably a good way to describe it, eh? The vibe of it. So we've got a couple of things to play for you tonight, and you can have a listen to it and maybe reflect on maybe some of your own favorites out there. And no doubt, our fellow hosts, they'll be able to go on the old Facebook channel and leave us a comment or two there, which would be pretty cool. Mm. All right. So, yeah, thinking of you, Ian. Thinking of you, Martin. Hope things are going well for you.
Yeah.
And looking forward to providing you some entertainment.
That's right. You get to sit on the other side and
critique.
Tell us that we sound like a bunch of dads.
But in a good way. That was the key bit. There was a gap, but in a good way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
David, since it's just the two of us, what have you got for us tonight?
I've gone for a collection of songs which are talk sort of about either everything from taking a break to a bit of change. And change, while sometimes a bit unsettling, certainly when your co-host opens with just the two of us, that can be a bit unsettling. I I'm okay with change. I think the song kind of sums it up for me. I know it's one dear to your heart, Glenn, and hopefully for some of our listeners too. So I'm just going to play a little bit of this. I think this is a great song that sort of talks to the fact that, all things must pass.
Oh, nice one.
There we go. I'll open with that one.
The great George Harrison.
The great George Harrison, and a, obviously the title track to his triple album, was it? Yeah, from the 70s. Big album. Just a lovely track and a fab album, and just one that talks to sort of the fact that he was going through probably what was quite a period of significant change, right? After the breakup of the Fab Four, and he had a massive collection of songs to sort of get out there and share with the world, and he enters with that, and it's pretty damn good. So love that track. I think it's great song, great album.
I think, yeah, I agree. It's one of my favorites of the Fab Four's post-Beatles phase. He had some absolute killer tracks on it. I mean, the production on it is way over the top at times, but it's a gem of a record. It really is. So yeah, I do recommend having to listen to that because it is a good one.
Yeah, and I they remixed it, I think, in 2020 there or thereabouts,
Did you buy
and
that one?
I didn't. Oh no, I did. I did. Yes, I did buy that one. Because
I'd be
I
curious to listen to it one day.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, it's thinner, so it doesn't have that huge wall of sound of Phil Spector's, which is still nice to have. It's good to have both, because that was the way that was back in the day, but it's also nice to be able to hear other things going on there. And there is a there are some clever guys now on YouTube that do the whole demixing thing, and you can hear the vocals and that really clear, and which you couldn't back in 71 or whenever this came out, 72, and it's just beautiful. And George really does have a wonderful voice, even with all the production and double tracking and all that, it still sounds very, very nice. And yeah.
No, he's great. He's brilliant.
Yeah. So what have you had? What have you got, mate? What are you gonna open with?
I'm going to go with an oldie as well, an old timer. This is actually from a movie as well, called Wonder Boys. And Wonder Boys came out. Oh, I have to go and have a look while we're listening to the track. It had a killer soundtrack. It basically, I think the remember of the film had Michael Douglas in it. He was some sort of professor who was down on his luck, and I think he'd quit professor work because I think his dalliances with a whole bunch of young women. And the
Not like Michael Douglas, is it?
no, anyway, the movie is very funny. I mean, we've talked about loser movies before being a favorite genre of mine, and this is definitely right up there. Definitely recommend finding it and having a watch. The soundtrack alone was brilliant, and this was a song by Bob Dylan, and I think this is up there with his very, very best. I think this is fabulous, and this song is called "I Used to Care, But Things Have Changed." So,
Nothing's forever.
let's have a listen to Bob.
Thank you.
good man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind. There's a woman on my lap and she's drinking champagne. Got white skin, got assassin's eyes. I'm looking up into the sapphire tinted skies. I'm well dressed, waiting on the last train. Standing on the gallows with my head in the news. Any minute now I'm expecting all hell to break loose. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Oh yeah, just absolutely brilliant. Love it. And I've got a synopsis in the film. It's 2000 it came out. And it's a 2000 American comedy drama about a college professor who is struggling with writer's block while trying to finish his second novel. So quite funny. Michael Douglas, Toby Maguire, Francis McDormand, Robert Downey Jr., Katie Holmes, Rip Torn.
Wow,
what a cast.
Yeah.
Absolutely stacked. Brilliant.
Nice.
Stacked. And so I didn't think it was a thriller, but it's certainly a comedy drama, and it's just funny as. So, yeah, Wonder Boys, and that was the song Things Have Changed by Bob Dylan. And he's just singing it with that world weariness of like, yeah, these are things I used to care about, but yeah, things have changed.
And only that very, very dry kind of don't give a shit voice that Bob can do.
It's so funny. Every time I hear it, it brings a smile to my face because it's just hilarious. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Okay. So what year was that again?
2000.
2000. Okay.
I thought it was a fairly recent-ish thing. It's not. 20 years have got beyond me. So yeah.
All right. I'm going to match that, but probably shake it up a little bit with something that came out 2010s, I think, somewhere around there, by Florence the Machine. Indie.
Oh, nice one.
British indie rock band. I like this one. It's quite anthemic. You'll know it. Listeners will probably remember it. Did really well commercially, did really well sort of in the indie scene as well, just in terms of its dynamic range, really. It's a very quiet song to start with, but sort of then builds up, and it's anthemic like so many of those good songs were back then. So I'll play it from probably sort of the 30-second mark anyway. Here we go.
Nice one.
Take It Out by Florence and the Machine there.
Anthemic, isn't it?
It is anthemic, yeah, totally. But I feel like we might have, someone might have covered that over the last 4 years.
I want to say Martin?
Yeah.
Martin?
I think he might have covered them as a band. I don't know much about them. Do you know much about them, Glenn?
No. Sort of always reminds me of the same sort of sound of sort of like Arcade Fire, sort of that sort of slow and then builds up to that sort of crescendo, huge sort of sound at the end. Big sing-along songs, I can imagine. Quite fun to go to a live show.
Yep, Yep, very, very strong lyrics, powerful vocals by Florence Welch. Yeah, it's a standout track on the album Ceremonials. It's one of those tracks, and it's about, from what I can gather, it's about sort of moving on and not letting the past sort of drag you down, and just figuring out that there is another side, and it's a So it's got some good, I guess, themes in there in terms of helping, like music is so, for so many people a way of sort of helping to deal with difficult times, and this is probably one of those songs that does resonate for a lot of people, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that does, it's that emotional connector. I think it's a universal language. I mean, you could put that on any language. I think people might find something in it to enjoy.
Yeah, and like you said, musically, it's got everything that an anthem should have, right? It that crescendo builds up and it just hits you, that very catchy hooky chorus.
Absolutely. I'm going to fly into the 2020s and with an album that came out last year called Boy Genius. I reviewed them last year, but they have a song called $20. And I heard a little bit of it and I thought, yeah, I think this has got that vibe of that sort of change thing, but been okay. I could be horribly wrong. The lyrics will probably fool me in a moment. So let's have a listen to Boy Genius.
It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. Give me one more chance, and then I finally had it. When you wake up, I'll be gone again. Motorcycle in the front lawn. It's an all-night drive from your house to Reno to the T-Bird graveyard, where we play with fire. In another life, we were arsonists. How long's the Chevy been on cinder blocks?
Yes, so $20 by Boy Genius. It's about getting it out.
Oh, yeah, I
It's
like that.
definitely got that. Yeah, it's cool, eh? I think it's got that same sort of vibe that Ian mentioned last week when we were talking about Thelma and Louise. Just let's just get out of here. In the morning, I'll be gone. I think there was, yeah, I think there's that cool part in the song where they start saying, like, take a break, make your escape. You're doing what you can, just make it on the run. So I think it's quite fun. Take a break, make your escape. I think cool lines from a very cool band, and I'd love to see them.
Super cool. Yeah, I did like that. Nice and fresh sound, and still harks back to sort of indie rock, but it also sounds quite, modern, quite contemporary.
Yeah,
I like that.
they're arguably a super group. They've got Phoebe Bridges in the band, who's pretty, I would say, on the cusp of sort of super famousness. Julian Baker, Lucy, who's Lucy? Oh gosh, yeah, Lucy Dacius. Yeah, and they're all independent artists of their own as well. So they teamed up, made this cool record last year called Boy Genius.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. All right. I think I'm gonna go for a classic. I got a whole list of them here in my playlist that I've been collecting last day or so, Glenn, while I was in the office. I
Was
was
fun.
adding them.
It
Yeah,
was
it was
actually a lot
fun.
of fun.
This one is an artist that's no stranger to this show. She was in probably one of the biggest super groups of all time. In fact, still is. I believe they're still going in some form of incarnation. So this is Landslide by Stevie Nicks.
Nice.
Took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? And can I sail through the change?
Such a soothing song, isn't it?
Soothing and heartbreaking all at the same time.
Soothing and heartbreaking, yeah, it is. It is.
Oh.
That's Landslide by Stevie, written by Stevie, but it's a Fleetwood Mac track from their first, well, from the self-titled album, not their first album, of course, but their self-titled album. Yeah, I just like the imagery in that one. So, she talks about. It's a landslide, really. It's the symbolized sort of the imagery of snow, a snow-covered landslide, and the passage of time. And she's just reflecting on personal change. And it's nice, just a nice song. And of course, oh, some amazing acoustic guitar picking there. That was my pick.
That's
Back
a pretty
to
good one. I remember hearing that for the first time. I bought a bootleg copy of some Smashing Pumpkins record back in that at uni, and the Landslide song was on it. And I'm like, oh, what's a Smashing Pumpkins song? This is amazing. And then I think he said, oh, it's Stevie Nicks. I'm like, well, I'm from Fleetwood Mac. So I started looking into it, and then I was like, oh, what other cool Fleetwood Mac songs are? Because I'd only heard sort of like the big hits. And then Landslide's always kind of special because I kind of remember it associated with
And the
that
pumpkins
time.
had Billy Corgan singing
Yeah,
Landslide.
absolutely.
Oh, I
Yeah.
must go and check that out.
And again, it's the same, he sings it in his own peculiar way. But at no less emotional and stuff like that. But yeah, it was really cool. And I think that's the value of like a really cool cover sometimes. I think these days, I think it's still appropriate. I think having a good cover, if you do it in your own sort of style, and you're like, oh, what's that? And then you go for it and find the original. And then you're like, wow, this opens up a whole new world. It's like the man who sold the world by Nirvana, they covered it. And then you're like,
Yes.
oh, I remember listening to David Bowie when I was a kid. And then you go, oh, well, what else is there of David Bowie's? And just opened up this huge world. So,
Right,
yeah.
so I must go and check that out. Smashing Pumpkins covering Landslide, hey? From the
Yeah, it's not,
90s.
it's not as good as that. However, it helped open up the door for liking or rediscovering Fleetwood Mac.
Nice, nice. Back at you. What have you got?
All right, okay. Got a couple more before we sign off for the on this session today. Let's go have a peek. All right, this one here is by an artist called Sufjan Stevens. I don't know if we've reviewed him in the past. I may have talked about Sufjan before. He had an album called Illinois. It was part of his initial plan to do an album for every state in America, so 50 of them. I think he only did two, Michigan and Illinois, before getting bored of that whole idea and moving on. But Chicago is the song. And again, I think it's the same sort of vibe that you picked up, that changingness, changing from different times of your life. But this one definitely goes from that sort of early 20s. So here, let's hear a little bit of Sufjan Stevens and Chicago. So Sufjan Stevens, it's called Come On, Feel the Illinois. And it's a, I think, a double record from, in what year did Illinois come out? It would have been 2005. So really interesting, great storyteller. Well worth it. And his live performances are nothing short of mind-blowing. I've seen him twice.
Have you? I've got the vibe from that. I got were ELO, Supertramp, and that band that did Age of Aquarius.
The hair band.
Fifth Dimension. Let the Sunshine In. It had late 60s and 70s. That did with the organ or whatever it was, synth, and just the instrumentation, and then those vocals when that sort of those backing vocals came in, it just sounded like the Age of Aquarius tune. There was just a lot in it, and yet it was very modern. Again, very modern, but definitely influenced, in my head at least, from some of that good stuff from back in the 70s.
Yeah, he creates a little mini orchestra around him time, especially had that. So depending on what time of his career you've seen him, he's got a load of players with him and to create that sound. And then he went hard electronic not long after that. Beautiful stories, sometimes a little bit on the creepy side, but very cool. And as I said, just a stunning performer. Well worth seeing.
Nice. Okay. I'm going to go with a track. I don't know if I've played this on the show before. I may well have, but it's one that there's very little on this band. Essentially, what I've got here in my hand is a double LP called Strum and Thrum, which is a can't say it because Strum and Thrum, it's the American Jangle Underground from 83 to 87.
Ooh, interesting.
Jangly guitars, but these bands, most of them never went anywhere after. So you've got this beautiful album, gatefold, photo album inside that has their advertising sort of promo posters and then interviews from the local rag. And when we're talking local, it is like in the old days, the Capital Observer back in where we come from.
Oh, really?
It's very small town, and that's all there is. There is nothing on the internet. There is one YouTube clip with basically just the album cover and a song, because it's a compilation, and the song, and there's nothing else. There was nothing else on the net about this band called Holiday. I chose this one because the band's called Holiday, and the song's called Change. I thought that's quite befitting. I don't know much else. I'll try, while I'm playing, I'll try and find out who's in this band Holiday, because they deserve a shout out.
It sounds like those there was that famous compilation called Nuggets. Have you heard of that
Yes,
one?
yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I've got that. And I think there are all these wonderful compilation albums out there. I know Jeremy Taylor from Slow Boat Records in Wellington, he often
Yeah.
reviews compilations because he said it's a great way to
Yes.
find so many interesting things, and maybe
Yeah,
the
yeah.
only way that you'll ever hear those bands.
Well, I got this from Jeremy. So this came out a couple of years ago, and I picked it up from Slowboat. But this is my last track to sign off with. It's called Change by Holiday. Is
Oh.
Change by Holiday. I think Holiday is led by Sandra Lee Phipps. Sandra Lee Phipps. It's a band that there's just nothing out there on, because it probably was just one of these underground indie bands from the CBGB, and they're referenced in here, era of music that you might have had one or two hit songs, and when I say hit, probably for your town, province, maybe if you're lucky, and then disbanded. But someone's collected, someone's gone to the effort of they've surfaced the tapes, because these are all cassettes, and cleaned them up, put them on an album, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That was so cool. It actually still sounds really fresh.
Does, yeah,
And it
you're
must have
right.
been tough though, because it was the era of sort of a lot of mega artists, and
True.
there
Was
was not a lot of space left for anybody else in some ways, eh?
83, you had the rise of Michael Jackson, and
It sounds like everybody in the entire planet bought Thriller.
yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, they call it underground, but it was probably just American indie rock, yeah, underground, but
Yeah.
really might have been just everything except Thriller.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Fab, this has been fun. I've actually really enjoyed playing. I can see why being a DJ is so much fun, because you get to play heaps of different tracks. It's great. Tom, next week, listeners, we've got a guest joining us. He's a local Wellington artist who performs under the name LPR. Louis Reed is joining us next week to talk about his EP that he's just finished. He's going to
Awesome.
give us a sneak peek preview of it. He sent us the tracks for us to listen to this week, and we'll have a listen to it. But he has put a single out, and it's called Fool. So I'll play you a little bit of this as we sign out, and we'll look forward to having a yarn with Louis next week about all the cool work that he's been doing on his project, which I think will be really fun. Yeah, let's hear a little bit of Fool. Thanks, David. This has been great fun.
Awesome. Thanks for that. And looking forward to next week with Louis.
Absolutely. So it just the two of us worked out fine.
Yeah.
Better than one being the loneliest number. So,
We got
this is
there.
good. We yeah, of you. Course we did. Absolutely. All right. See you later, everybody. Here's a little bit of Fool.
Good night.
My son, I have just realized that we are both fools. But mine is the greater folly, for I am an older fool.